With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Who won last night's CNN presidential debate? The cable network's flash poll conducted just after the Atlanta debate gives former President Trump a resounding victory. 67% of the respondents giving the win to Mr. Trump. 33% go with Mr. Biden, whose performance has many Democrats talking about the need to replace him as a presidential nominee. During last night's matchup, Mr. Biden accused Mr. Trump of stoking the flames of protest that led to the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
He encouraged those folks to go up to Capitol Hill.
But the former president, who urged peaceful protest and who offered thousands of National Guardsmen for Capitol security, says Mr. Biden is using January 6th to deflect attention away from his dismal record.
That what happened to the United States' reputation under this man's leadership is horrible, including weaponization, which I'm sure at some point you'll be talking about, where he goes after his political opponent because he can't beat him fair and square.
Now that the debate is over, the presidential campaigns are hitting the road, as White House correspondent Greg Clugson explains from the debate city.
President Biden left Atlanta late last night and arrived in North Carolina early this morning. That's where he will rally voters in Raleigh. North Carolina is a battleground state where most polls show Donald Trump in the lead. Meanwhile, Trump will hold one of his signature campaign rallies in Chesapeake, Virginia this afternoon, making a play for a state that has not supported a Republican for president in 20 years. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Also at SRNnews.com, a measure of inflation that's closely watched by the Federal Reserve shows that upward pressure on prices continues to ease following 3+ years of ruinous inflation. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 28 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 114. This is SRN News. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is up to its old tricks.
The prominent atheist organization is pressuring the Bartlett, Tennessee Police Department to paint over a Bible verse on display inside headquarters. Underneath an American flag on one wall are inscribed the words, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." The foundation claims that the verse is a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A lawsuit might be coming if the police don't give in. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court is reinstating an agency rule that prohibits residents from using X instead of male or female on state-issued driver's licenses or ID cards. The justices have issued an order staying a lower court injunction that blocked the rule. Arkansas, just the latest among several Republican-majority states, taking steps to legally define sex as binary. This is SRN News. One survivor of Florida's Parkland School massacre now legally owns the gunman's name.
Anthony Borges survived Nicholas Cruz's 2018 rampage at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 dead, but he was one of the most severely wounded, shot 5 times in the back and legs. He's undergone more than a dozen surgeries, and at 21 years old, he still lives in pain. Now, under a recent lawsuit settlement, Anthony Borges owns Nicholas Cruz's name, meaning the shooter cannot benefit from or cooperate with any movies, TV shows, books, or other media productions without Borges' permission. I'm Ben Thomas.
Families of the 346 people who died in 2 crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jetliners are now waiting to hear if the U.S. Department of Justice will be prosecuting the U.S. aerospace giant. More details at SRNnews.com.